I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. As promised, the answer to our geo-quiz right now. The answer is Nepal. Today, a National Assembly gathered in Nepal to officially vote the country's king and monarchy into the history books. The BBC's Rabindra Mishra is in the capital, Kathmandu, and he explains what happened next.
King Gyanendra, the current king, he's still in the royal palace. And what the political parties are proposing is that after the declaration of Nepal as a republic formally today, they will give maybe 15 days or how many days notice to the king to vacate the palace. It is also expected that he'll talk to the press and he'll say something.
Given the jubilation of people already in advance of this vote and what may happen tomorrow in terms of reaction on the streets, does he fear for his safety?
There were some reports that he is slightly worried about his safety and his family's safety. But given his nature, until only yesterday, he was driving his own car on the streets of Kathmandu. And he looks pretty confident. And that is the feeling many people get from him. But, you know, whether he will easily vacate the palace or not, so far, the people who are close to the king are saying that he may not want to resist. And he would probably, you know, abide by the people's verdict and vacate the palace.
Could you tell me, Rabindra, since you're from Nepal yourself, what this transition means to Nepalis and the way that they have lived and the way they will live?
There are both high hopes and some fears as well. High hopes in the sense that all the major political parties have become Republican in their political views in recent years, and there was overwhelming support for the Republican agenda in the Constituent Assembly elections held some time ago. And all the people, even today on the streets of Kathmandu, people affiliated to various political parties came out on the streets, and there were jubilations, and there were very few people coming out on the streets in support of the monarchy. So hopes are very high. But then silently, many people express fear, not in public, but in private conversations, that what the transition Nepal is going through may lead to further instability and may even disintegrate the country. So that sort of fear is also there.
What has life been like for the average Nepali over the past couple of years under the monarchy? And what is life expected to be like? We'll see what happens, but expected to be like under the Maoist rebels who will now take power.
That is a million-dollar question, I should say, because whether it was under the mainstream political parties or whether it was under the active monarchy, the life of the Nepali people has remained virtually the same. It's the country suffering from poverty and lack of, you know, educational and health facilities and all those things. But then Maoists have given high hopes to the people who are living in villages and then who haven't been able to, you know, have a privileged life as some people have in cities in the country. So they have given high hopes. They have promised that, you know, there will be free education and then, you know, free health services and people will gain more and the feudal system will end, the caste system will end, and all those things have been told by the Maoist. Whether they will be able to implement all those views and all those ideas or not, we'll have to just wait and see.
All right, but in the meantime, they're out celebrating in the streets anyway.
There were celebrations on the streets today, and it is expected that there will be more celebrations tomorrow.
Okay, one final question. King Gyanendra was head of a 240-year-old Himalayan monarchy. It has now been abolished. What does this mean to somebody like you as a citizen of Nepal?
There are people who still revere monarchy as an incarnation of God, but that set of people belong to the older generation. But for the new generation, people say that, you know, whether monarchy is there or not, if my life is better, you know, if the country benefits, then who cares? That is what they are saying.
Rabindra Mishra, head of the BBC Nepali service, speaking to us from Kathmandu. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.